My name is Andre Bumbasi. I am 18 years old, and I am in grade 12 at Old Zico High School.
Right on. So we had a couple of your younger OHS classmates there as part of the leadership team in here already. But you, as a grade 12, mm-hmm. You've been through part of this process before, I would imagine. To be able to host, though, how unique an opportunity is this and how much are you looking forward to it?
I'm actually very honored to be a part of, well, the steering committee and to be hosting such a big event. And really, I'm expecting excitement. I'm a little nervous, but most of all, I'm looking forward to be seeing a bunch of the student bodies across Alberta to meet and really set our differences aside and work together as a leadership community.
Yeah, you bet. So how did you get involved in the student leadership group there at Olds High School? What grade did you start? And, what is the goal of that?
So I was in grade 9, and leadership isn't as important in grade 9, but it's more of an option class. And I got invited to go to the senior leadership meeting, and normally grade 9s wouldn't be able to go. And I was somewhat handpicked, so I felt a little special. But when I first went in there, it was very nerve-wracking for me at first. And but I was really amazed with all of like the higher ups in the school talking about what they want to do for events and what they want the student bodies to do, and what events can lead to donations and what we can help with in the community and in the town.
Yeah, that's great. So as far as the itinerary for this weekend, what kinds of things are on there and what are you looking forward to?
So ASIC will be starting on May 1st, which is the Friday. So we still will be going to school, but we might have to leave a little early, and we will be welcoming all of our guests from all across Alberta. And basically, we'll be leading them through the whole conference, through breakout sessions. I am going to be an MC for Sunday, so I will be speaking to them in the big gym. And yeah, that's really it so far.
You bet. And so again, obviously, public speaking is not something that everyone loves to do, but for you guys to be able to get these experiences and maybe go outside of your comfort zone just a little bit, how valuable do you think that can be moving forward?
I think it's very valuable. And at first, I'm not really big of a public speaker, but throughout my 3 years in senior year leadership, it really pushed me out of my comfort zone in ways I didn't like, but at the same time, it helped me adapt and really pick up a bunch of valuable skills that I think will be helping me in the future.
Yeah, right on. So do you have a career in mind at this stage of things? And how do you think being involved in the leadership group as long as you have been can help you, get where you want to go?
So far, I will be going to Radio Polytechnic for a bachelor in the arts of psychology, and I'm hoping to become somewhat of a therapist, social worker, and I think just being in leadership really helps me get to know people. Like, I can talk to people without getting flustered, without getting nervous, and it helps me, like, if I get put on the spot for things, I can easily talk my way out and at the same time not make it awkward for the other person and really understand and read the room.
Excellent. Is there anything I didn't ask you that you think is important that we mention or that you wanted to add before I let you go?
Not that I know of, but I know that ASIC's going to be really fun, and everybody at the old high school is really excited for it, and we're looking to just really have a memorable experience, and it's just a really big honor for us as well to be hosting this really big event. And I'm pretty sure our last event was way back when, so this is really just really exciting for the high school.